That was rather anticlimactic. I've played with toys that break easily. Or just plain aren't that fun to play with. But that man was something else. To think, I wasted all that time spying on him, watching him, and seeing how clearly unsatisfied he was by his wife. Only to have him give out so easily once I finally got my hands on him. And he was the one who willingly accepted me when I came to him. And that only made it worse. It's no fun when men just throw themselves at me instead of trying to run away. Or at least act defiant so I can get the satisfaction of breaking them. I spent all that time watching him. Because I figured that all that sexual tension he'd built up after years of neglect from his wife would actually amount to something fun. But no, apparently not. I barely get to sucking on his cock before he's already coming in my mouth and begging me to stop. I didn't even get to use any of my binding magic, or pleasure runes on him, or anything. Oh, how I miss writing pleasure runes on my toys. It's been so long since I've gotten to. I wouldn't be surprised if I couldn't remember how to draw them properly anymore. He gave me almost no energy or vitality to feast on, either. I think it only just made me hungrier. Honestly, I should have taken him back to my manor to toy with and play with as punishment for being such a disappointment. But leaving him to his stuffy wife was more of a fitting punishment. Maybe this is it for me. Maybe my days of finding a toy that is actually worth playing with are at an end. I certainly won't be finding anyone suitable to become my wife or my husband. I'll be spending the rest of my days in my manor, fucking myself with a wooden cock. Oh, this just really sucks. I have to be the most unlucky succubus in the world. My sisters have all found their favorite toys or their husbands. And their magic sucks compared to mine. Their pleasure runes look like the scribbles of a goblin child. And yet I... Huh? What was that? It smells so... sweet. Such a mix of aromas that I can barely make them all out. Sexual tension, longing, the smell of a lifetime unbroken bond. I've never smelled something like this before. Where is it coming from? It smells like it's coming from those two adventurers down there, bathing in the spring. Are they lovers, perhaps? No. If they were lovers, there wouldn't be this kind of smell coming from them. Interesting. How very interesting.
This is so relaxing, isn't it? I'm glad we decided to try this new hot spring we found. And it's far enough out of the way that no one will ever find it. Isn't your mother always saying how she would have to bring you over to my house to bathe you when we were babies? Because you would always cry if she tried to bathe you alone. You would only let her do it if we were in the sink together. Even though we come from completely different families, I don't think there's a single memory I have where you aren't in it. Though, my memory is mostly filled with all the times I was kicking the butts of those village boys who would always pick on you. You've really come into your own and turned into a badass fighter now. But back then, you really just let people walk all over you. Well, it's all in the past now. Besides, I like protecting you. No one messes with my big bro. I really can't believe how long we've known each other, though. Like, we've literally gone through everything together. Ever since we had to leave our village behind back when we were kids, it's always just been you and I together. Feels like just yesterday that we joined the guild together and became adventurers. And of course, you picked to become a swordsman just like I did. You always wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. Remember how I would always like to climb trees, and you'd spend hours trying to scramble up the trunk while I sat up there and laughed? Hey, come on. I always helped you get up eventually. Besides, once we actually started learning swordsmanship, you found your own unique style. And it turned out we both sucked at using magic, so it's not like I always had the upper hand. And you actually got buff. You weren't just that scrawny stick man like you had always been before. I did not have a flat ass. It just took a bit of time to grow into. And, as you can see, I filled out nicely. See? Would a flat ass jiggle like this? I think my hips look quite nice as well. Big birthing hips, as my father used to say to my mother about her hips. Well, not that you ever stop to look at my physique, but it certainly gets the attention of the farmer boys whenever we're going into town. Speaking of which, do you have any girls you're interested in? Come on. I know there is. Okay, what if I told you that the water mage back at the guild has been eyeing you for quite a while now? You should take her out. Like, to a water festival or whatever water mages like to do for fun. Besides, I always told you if you got married that I'd be your best girl. And there's no way my big bro is going to stay unmarried and single for life. Me? Nah. There's a few cute guys at the guild, but no one who really catches my interest yet. I've certainly been asked out a few times, though. Besides, we already promised that if we find someone we like, they have to join our party. But seriously, thank you. For always being there for me, I mean. I never had any actual brothers since I was an only child, so even though I loved to mess with you, and I was maybe kind of mean sometimes, I was happy because I felt like I was the big sister I always wanted to be. Yeah, sorry for getting all mushy there for a moment. That's usually your job. You were always the crier. I'm just playing. Anyways, I'm actually pretty satisfied with the haul we got from that dungeon today. I thought it was going to be a waste of time, but I'm glad it turned out the monsters there like to hoard stuff. And you actually saved my ass this time. I swear that goblin had an invisibility potion or something, because I did not see him coming at me from behind. Maybe that's why you really stepped up today. You saw my ass was literally in danger, and you wanted to protect it. Does that mean if I were to start walking everywhere backwards, you would do it more often? My supple ass would be the safest ass in the kingdom.
You're right. You do have quite a supple ass. And a very delicious looking one at that.
Oh shit! A monster! Quick, grab our swords!
Not so fast.
Fuck! Binding magic. It's strong, too. Hold on. I'll start working on a spell to free us.
Oh, I don't think someone with your skill level will be able to break this binding spell. I'm particularly adept when it comes to such magic.
Tail, wings and horns. It's a succubus. I think I even recognize her. I saw a drawing of her back at the guild and...
Is it all coming to you now?
Oh no. The drawing of her, the picture that I saw, it was on a board for the elite monsters, right next to dragons, goblin lords, dark mages, and other really strong monsters.
Right next to dragons, goblin lords, and dark mages? I feel that my reputation may precede me a bit, but I'm flattered that you human adventurers would consider me to be of such high stature.
Don't focus on anything she says. She'll try to put a spell on you with her voice. Just hold on. I'll get us out of this. Don't worry.
You certainly don't sound very confident in saying that. Did you know that the two of you have the most fascinating smell? I probably would have flown right by over the two of you without even knowing if I hadn't smelled it from all the way up there.
Smell? What are you even talking about, monster? We're bathing in a hot springs. We don't smell like anything.
On that note, thank you for saving me the trouble of having all your clothes off beforehand. But it's not a scent your human noses could pick up. It's more of a smell coming from your essence, from your thoughts and desires. And I must say, it has me quite perplexed. Just what are the two of you anyway? Are you lovers?
As if it's any of your business. Maybe we are, maybe we aren't. I'm not telling you anything.
So feisty. I love it. But no, I don't think the two of you are lovers. I think you're just very close friends. Childhood friends, perhaps. Does that sound about right? Oh, so cold. Well, why don't I ask him then?
Stay the fuck away from him. Stay the fuck away from him.
Aw, hush now. It's impolite to not let him say anything, so...
I said don't say...
Ugh. You have quite the mouth on you, and I so admire that. And I do plan to make use of that in just a bit. But for now... I think I'll have to silence that pesky thing while I have a word with your friend here. Now then, your friend here sure does have some fire in her when it comes to protecting you. So perhaps you can help me understand better than she can. What exactly are you two to each other? Just childhood friends, huh? How interesting. Then why is it there's such a strong scent of desire coming from the two of you? Oh, but there absolutely is. My nose never lies. And if there's one scent I know, it's the scent of desire. And it's coming from the both of you. So that can only mean that you two desire each other, whether you're aware of it or not. How could you not be aware of it, though? I mean, look at this handsome body of yours. Such a strong-looking chest. And look at the way she reacts when I put my hands on you. That isn't just the desire to protect a friend. That is pure passion. Pure love and devotion. And it gets me so wet. I think I have finally found them. Finally found my favorite toy. But even better, I've gotten two in one. You two are quite a pair. And I plan to keep you that way. At least for now. But this denial between the two of you just won't do. Even though you two are my toys now. As a succubus, I cannot stand idly by while sexual tension between two people goes unrealized. So, what to do, what to do. I can smell it on you quite plainly that you are a virgin. So perhaps if I take it right in front of her, that will do it? What do you say? Want to just fucking cream my pussy right here in front of her? Make her so jealous that she'll just lose her mind. Maybe she'll even want to join in. I see. Well, that's disappointing. Or at least it would be if I cared as to whether or not my toys wanted to fuck me. Oh, so then. I think I'll first start by taking your first kiss. And I think you'll find that my long tongue will give quite the first kissing experience. So So I'll just have you turn your head my way. And... Goodness, goodness, look at you writhing yell like that. Honey, if that's how you're gonna act when I haven't even kissed him yet, then you're gonna be in for... Oh, what is this now? A new scent? Jealousy. I smell jealousy. Am I right? You just can't stand the idea of me taking his first kiss? Because you wanted it to be you, right? If this is a confession, I just have to hear it. All right, my darling. If you promise not to yell, I'll ungag you.
Please, just... Please don't do anything to him. He hasn't done anything to deserve any of it.
That doesn't sound much like a confession. Though the begging is still a plus. Still, not quite what I wanted to hear, so...
So, if you're going to do anything, just do it to me instead. And leave him alone.
Oh my. How... Interesting. No. How romantic. So willingly offering to give yourself up instead of him. But my darling, I'm afraid the situation cannot just be that simple. Rest assured, I do want to and do plan to have my way with you. But I absolutely still plan to have my way with your man here as well.
No! No!
So cute! However, your passion for him is admirable. So how about this? We can make a little wager. I'm going to have my way with you first instead, just as you requested. And then if you can manage to hold out and not come one single time between now and... I'll make it easy on you. Sundown. If you can manage not to come between now and sundown, then not only will I not lay another hand on this delectable male body of his, I'll even let you both go and forget I saw you. Or smelled, I guess I should say.
What? Why would you even make a deal like that? And why should we even trust that you'd keep it?
Because... Although I may be a succubus, I'm still a woman of my word. And also, if you do come before sundown, then I'm going to write pleasure runes on the two of you and make you orgasm from the pleasure of me getting fucked by him. And I'll probably take you back to my manor to keep as a toy for the rest of your life, depending on who pleases me more.
What? How is that even fair?
That's the wager. I don't have to give you an option at all, you know. But if your devotion for him is strong enough, I don't see why you couldn't muster the willpower to survive it. You can even lay your head on his lap the whole time if you want. So what will it be?
Okay, I'll do it. I'll prove you wrong. I'll last until sundown and prove you wrong. And you'll leave us, feeling really fucking disappointed.
I certainly hope you're wrong. As I certainly would be disappointed if I didn't get to play with the both of you. Now then, if my strapping man here wishes to go over and join his lover so she can rest her head on your lap, you may move there now. Perhaps the two of you maintaining eye contact and giving encouraging words will help her hold out. Aw, she looks so cute looking up at you, with her head on your lap. As for you, my darling, before we begin, I'm going to unbind you. But before I do that, I'm going to draw a restriction rune on you. It will allow you to move your arms and legs, but prevent you from getting up or really moving anywhere. I draw runes with my fingers, So if you'll just give me a few moments.
Fine. Whatever.
I'll just draw it right here on this cute tummy of yours. It will take a few moments, so it might be a good time to give each other a pep talk.
Hey, how are you doing? She didn't hurt you or anything, did she? I'm so sorry about all this. I shouldn't have been so careless and left our weapons so far away. Having someone like her putting her hands all over you?
Very nice hands, I might add.
Just ignore her and focus on me. She's trying to get into our heads and put us at a disadvantage before we even start. Stay focused on each other. That's how we're going to get through this. I'll keep reminding myself that what I'm feeling is only physical. But you have to help me. Glare at me. Tell me to shut the fuck up if I moan. Remind me how much time is left. Just help keep my mind from going into what's happening to my body. We've been through so much together, and this is just another hurdle to get through. But we'll make it through, just like we always have, and I will not let her lay another fucking hand on you.
All done? You can move your arms and legs now.
Here, take my hand. Don't let go. Remember, we stay focused on only each other.
Do whatever you two think you need to. But I think you've had enough time to pep up, and I would very much like to get started. Look at these legs of yours. So smooth against my hands. Oh, and look at these hips of yours. So curvaceous. Just perfect for birthing children. And I must say, my runes do look so good on your belly. Nice to know I haven't lost my touch.
That's nothing. What she's doing to me is nothing. Just remember, focus on each other.
Nothing, huh? Well, these breasts of yours certainly aren't nothing. Tell me, my strapping man, are you seriously telling me that in all the time you've seen her naked, you haven't once wondered what it would be like? Not even once? To know how these breasts of hers feel? Not wonder what it would be like to knead them in your hands like this? See the way your hands would sink into their soft flesh like mine.
Don't answer her. She's just trying to get you to... trying to get to us.
Well, something is getting to these nipples of yours because they're hardening up fast.
Yeah, because you're messing with them, not because I'm getting off to this.
Aren't you? What if I just take a little taste of one of these cute little nipples,
Fuck, what? It feels so...
Feels so good. This is the first time you've ever had your nipples sucked on, isn't it?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say weird. It just... It was so weird.
Of course. My mistake. Oh, but what about you, my dear boy? You can't tell me you haven't ever wanted to do what I'm doing. The feeling of her hard nipple against my tongue. It's just an exquisite feeling. And look at the sounds it's making her make. Wouldn't you like to try?
Don't listen to her. Keep looking at me, remember? I am not enjoying this at all.
You aren't? Then what is all this wetness you have going on right down here? Quite the adorable reaction. Is this the first time anyone has ever touched you here before? And what if I just start running my finger around a little?
Oh, I'm not answering you anymore. This is so embarrassing.
Oh, but it feels so good, doesn't it? You know, I was going to stick a finger inside, but since you're a virgin, I'm wondering if perhaps your lover might prefer to have that honor.
We aren't lovers. We've been childhood friends our whole lives. Not that someone like you could ever understand that.
Oh, how cold. Succubi certainly do know what friendships are. However, as I don't plan to deflower you with my finger, I think I'll just get a taste of you instead. I think you'll be quite surprised at how talented we are with our tongues. And I'll be sure to give you a good description of the taste. Oh, and this cute pink little pussy of yours just looks so adorable and so tasty. I think I'll just...
I can't believe her face is down there and doing that. Hey, say something to me. Don't just sit there looking down at me like that. Tell me to shut up or something. Thank you. Yes. I do need to shut the fuck up because I am not enjoying this at all. I feel disgusted and I hate it.
Then why are you so wet? Do you have any idea how good you taste, darling?
Tell me, don't fucking care. Quit asking me.
All right. Fantastic suggestion. I won't ask anymore. I'll just take. And I want more of these juices of yours that are almost flowing out of you now.
Fuck. What does this feel? This is wrong. This is all wrong. And it's so humiliating. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about this. It's not like I wanted you to be the first one to do something like this, or maybe I did. I don't know. But I didn't want it to happen like this. Not to have some dirty succubus be the first one to do this to me. What? Oh, what do you mean I was jealous when she was going to kiss you? Of course I wasn't.
I'm going to push my long tongue inside now. Just a bit. Don't worry, though. I still won't deflower you.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I was jealous. Her putting her hands on you, her going to kiss you. Oh, it made me so fucking mad. Oh, because you're too good for her. You deserve to have your first kiss by someone so much better. Like me. So maybe we should do it. Kiss. So she can't take that away from you, at least. I'm sorry, but I can't do it. I'm gonna come. And when I do come, you already know what she's going to do to us. So let's at least kiss before she has the chance to take that away. Just put your hands on my face. And I'll reach up and put my hand on yours. Just lean in and... Thank you for letting me be the one to have your first kiss. That's something she can never take away. Oh, but fuck. Oh, her tongue keeps sliding in and out and moving right around the opening of my pussy, and she won't stop flicking her tongue in my face. Oh, her mouth feels so hot. Oh, it feels so, so good. It feels so good, and I'm gonna come. There's no way I can make it to sundown. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Don't look at my face. It's so embarrassing, but I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. See that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just couldn't stop it. I'm so sorry.
That was absolutely delicious. The way your juices just gushed into my mouth when you came. I think you even squirted a little there. Oh, but cum is cum. And you certainly did come. And that means you're my toys. And I can do whatever I want with you. Calm now, darling. This should be a happy moment. You're going to spend so much time feeling so good now. But you know, I was truly planning to write pleasure runes on you too and take the virginity of your man here. But that confession of yours was just so romantic. The passion and the truthfulness behind it. I simply cannot let something like that go unrewarded. I'm still going to have sex with the both of you. But instead of having him fuck and give his virginity to me, I'm going to let him fuck and give it to you. And I'll be writing pleasure runes on all three of us so I can still feel it as it's happening. But first, I'd like to hear just a bit more of a confession. Just a bit more of what you really want from him.
Fine. I want it. I want his virginity. I want to take as much as I can from him so that you won't be able to. I want his cock to be the first thing to break into my pussy. I want his cum to be the first ever to paint my insides white. I don't care what you do to me, as long as I get all of him first.
And have him first is what you shall have. So just give me a few moments to write the runes on all three of us. I can speed things up by using my tail to write on the chest of your man here.
So, I guess it's all out in the open, isn't it? I wasn't just saying all that. Everything was true. The way I felt when she was going to kiss you. The thought of her being the first one to have sex with you and how it made me jealous. Me wanting you to fuck me first. It's all true. This isn't how I wanted to tell you. This isn't how I wanted all this to happen. I want you to do it to me. She may keep us as her toys, but I still want you to fuck me and claim me as yours. Mark me with your cum. Leave bruises on me. Can you do that for me? Thank you. Thank you. Are you finished yet?
Oh, so eager. But yes, I am done. Now, when he's fucking you, it will feel like he's fucking me too. And when I'm sitting on your face making you eat me out, it will feel like he's getting a blowjob at the same time he's fucking you. So then, I'll leave you two lovebirds to get started.
Do it. Let's just do it. I'm already fucking soaked. Yeah. Just lift and open my legs. I still can't really move. God, your cock is gorgeous. Yeah. Just like that. Just push it in.
Yes. Push it in. Deflower her.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that hurts. Oh, but it also feels good. Oh, no, you didn't really hurt me. Just keep going. Please.
Oh, yes. It feels so good. I can almost feel the way your cock is spreading her tight, virgin pussy open. It feels like I'm getting fucked for the very first time myself. Fuck. You don't hold back, do you? Oh, I can feel your cock going all the way to the back of her. I need to get out on this. I'm going to sit on her face and make her lick up my sopping wet cunt. Oh, it's what she deserves, don't you think? And you, my sweet little darling, need to remember that the better you eat me out, the better he feels too.
And I do deserve it. I've been claimed by him. Getting fucked by him. And he's fucking me so deep. So I don't care what happens to me now. Sit on my face so I can eat you out and make him feel even better.
Such a good girl. You're so much more well-behaved now. Well then, in that case, I'll just get my nice bit gas right over your face and... Oh, yes, this feels so good. Oh, look at her go. Oh, she's so eager to eat out my gun. Oh, now that she knows it will make you feel good, too. See, you just keep fucking that tight little hole of hers. Don't stop. Prove to her that you want to claim her. You've been wanting to fuck that pussy of her for ages. Oh, can you feel what I'm feeling right now? It feels like she's slurping all over that big cock of yours when you fuck her tight pussy at the same time, doesn't it? And since that greedy girl got your first kiss, I'm gonna have to settle for your second, I suppose. You down there. You wouldn't mind that, would you? Thought not. Now don't you dare stop eating out my cunt. You handsome man, stick out your tongue, look at me, and lean forward. But don't you dare stop fucking her either. So greedy. Getting to fuck this cute childhood friend of yours while sucking face with a succubus. Oh, greedy. Oh, you're both so greedy and I love it. What's that down there? Trying to say something. All right, I'll lift my cunt up for one moment, then you're getting right back to work because you're so fucking good at this.
I'm about to come. Oh, but I want him to come. I need to. Oh, I want him to come. I want him to fucking fill my pussy up so much that there's no way I won't get pregnant. Oh, and I want you to squirt and come. Will you grind your pussy onto my face? Oh, your juices taste so sweet. And I don't know why, but it just makes me want more. It just makes me want more.
That is all I needed to hear, my darling. You want me to grind my pussy on your face and your mouth until I cream and squirt and make you drink up every drop? You fucking got it. Oh, and you heard the girl. Oh, grab those hips of hers so hard they'll leave bruises. And pump that tight little pussy full of cum and knock her up. Because fuck, we're both getting close. We're both about to fucking come. All my hips are moving all on their own. I've never been this fucking turned on in my life. And it's gonna fucking make me come. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yes. That's it. Fucking fill her pussy up. Fill her pussy up, baby. That's it. Make her fucking pregnant. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That was the most amazing orgasm I've ever had. Your cute friend you really knows how to eat a pussy out. I was creaming all over that cute face of hers, but she never slowed down for even a second. Oh, and the way I could feel her bucking under me as she came. The pleasure rooms made it feel like I was getting pumped full of cum, too. All right. I think the girl deserves some air, don't you think?
I don't really know what just happened.
So what did you think?
I don't know. I've never come so hard in my life. Your juices taste as sweet as honey, and the feeling as you were slamming your cock in and out of me, I could feel the mess you were making from all the cum. I can still feel it in me.
I'll say, for someone who's never done it before, you sure know how to eat out a cunt. And for someone who's never fucked before, you sure know how to fuck a girl. And look at those marks you left on her hips. You really did claim her as yours, inside and out. Now look at you two, collapsed on each other and looking oh so damn adorable. I can honestly say that you two have given me more pleasure and enjoyment than I can ever remember having before. You two are absolutely going home with me.
Fine. Do what you want. Just please don't take him from me. Take us from each other. We're all we have, and I couldn't live without him.
Oh my god, you two are so cute. Well, you have no need to worry. After seeing how good things can be with the two of you working together, there's no way I'd ever think of separating you two. You two are two pieces of one perfect, complete toy. I'm already so smitten with the two of you that I might have to claim you as my wife and husband. We could all be one perfect family. Though I would, of course, expect you to put a baby in me, too. And I suspect you, my darling, will have one coming along very soon. After he put a load like that into you? Good thing about those birthing hips. But in all seriousness, I don't plan to keep you two apart. But you two are going to have to learn how to share now.
You hear that? We get to stay together. Stay together and feel amazing like this every day. I still don't really know what's happening or what will happen, but as long as you're with me, I'm happy. And I love you.
I'm going to bring you two back to my manor now, before you make me lose control and have to lick up all the sweetness between the two of you. Now then, come along, you two. Gather your clothes, even though you won't be wearing them once we return to the manor. There's so much to do, and I have too much left to teach.